You know who it is, and you know what time it is. Time to piss off some feminists, trad cucks, and whoever don't want to know the truth. Oh well, let's get started. What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, reporting from Mobile Command. Gentlemen, we have gone far beyond the attempts to warn modern women of what's going to happen if they keep pushing men. Coach Red Pill said it at the end of one of his most famous videos, "Men are tired." The final phrase of that video, "Men are tired." Men are tired. And if you keep pushing us, well, we're going to turn around, look you right in the eyes, and we are going to fuck you up. Gentlemen, more men are starting to turn around and fuck these modern women up. Now, Jay White sent me a great article that was published on the 12th of September. Now, of course, whoever wrote this article severely needs to go to some sort of language school. Fort Myers man who shot woman in the face during an argument in front of her children is sentenced to serve life in prison. Almost an HMT. However, he didn't complete the job. A jury convicted Basilio Antimonte Zolo on Monday for attempted second-degree murder. According to court records, Lee County Sheriff's deputies responded to a call on about 8:45 p.m. November 4th, 2019. Now, why would it take so long to finally sentence this man? I don't know. Honestly, I don't care. Officials' reports redact the address of the incident. Now, why would they do that? A woman stood outside bleeding, and witnesses pointed to Zolo, identifying him as the perpetrator. He tried to pull away as deputies attempted to put him in a patrol car, noting he had blood on his shoes. One of the women's children said Zolo threw the gun in a nearby body of water. Zolo, who spoke Spanish, told police through a translator that the pair were fighting about their respective cheating. Okay, so they both were doing dirt, and that the woman would not leave him alone at his request. See, they're right there. In my humble opinion, when he said, "Look, woman, leave me alone," everything afterwards she had coming. He loaded a gun and put it in his pocket. He said the woman pushed him on the sofa, continuing to fight. According to the translation, he told her he had a gun. So this guy said, "Look, I'm packing heat." But guess what? She's still putting hands on him. At this point, this is mutual combat. Quote unquote, "I have a gun. I could kill you," he said, adding that she then told him, quote unquote, "Do it." Oh my God. You see, gentlemen, this is just how comfortable modern women have gotten towards being outright aggressive towards modern men. It's like the old adage, you know, I'm not afraid of rattlesnakes. However, I understand the damage that a rattlesnake can do. So yes, a little bit of healthy fear keeps me in check. Unfortunately, the modern woman is so out of line, so out of order. They run around unchecked, believing at their core that they can challenge grown-ass men, even men who have a firearm, and nothing's going to happen to them. Quote unquote, he said he did so, but realized she was not dead because she was still standing and said, quote unquote, look what you did to me. Oh, that is hilarious. The man says he has a gun. He says he could kill you. You say do it. Bam! Oh my God, you shot me! Look, bitch, you're the one that said shoot you, so I obliged. She got what she wanted, but then she realized she didn't want what she got, which was a slug to the face. The woman and children fled the apartment, with Zolo leaving behind them. He told police he threw the gun in the water behind the apartment in his statement. Divers recovered the gun, court documents indicate. Gentlemen, here we are. Here we are. More and more men are saying enough is enough. I'm starting to see a whole lot more videos of women who are putting their hands on men and boys, and those men and boys are striking back. Far be it from me to get a sense of enjoyment out of it. But let's be honest, I ain't shit. So yeah, I am getting a bit of enjoyment out of seeing men finally start striking back. But sometimes the better part is when the men around them don't do anything. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Let me reiterate. I ain't shit. I'm not. So yeah, whenever I see a video of a man who strikes back, I do get a bit of pleasure. Because modern women are running around completely and totally out of line and completely unchecked. Modern women honestly do not have a healthy fear of modern men until a modern man decides to become the barbarian. And guess what? More and more men are letting their inner barbarian out. It is what it is. But this man is going to serve life in prison. And what can I say? If this was going to happen, maybe he should have completed the job. However, that woman, whoever she is going to have a permanent reminder of never pushing a man too far. Because more and more men are no longer going to take it. Ladies, you brought this new world onto yourselves. And guess what? Men like me, we're going to sit back and enjoy the show. Read the article. Let me know what you guys think. And ladies, the power will go out. Feminism will go out right along with it. And believe you me, more men are going to let their inner barbarian come to the surface. And when you finally push him over his line, you get what you get. It is what it is. That's all I gotta say for this one. RPM, I am out.